Welcome, friends, to a sacred time of reflection and tranquility. On this December 10th, 2023, we come together to honor the second Sunday of Advent peace. Join Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center as we journey through the Advent season, embracing the profound calm and stillness that peace brings to our hearts and minds. May this sermon envelop you in a sense of deep peace, guiding you towards inner serenity and harmony with the world around us.
We are concentrating on God and only God. Not the situations, not the circumstances, not things that we wish for, not things that we wish would go away, but only on God and what we know of Him, what we know of it, what she shows us. We know that God is all there is, which means that even those things which we judge harshly are serving a godly purpose. Whether we see it or not, we know that all truly is well. We know that God has only our best interest at heart because God is love. God is the heart of everything. So we are always, always held, supported, loved, guided by the only power in the universe. All of it right there in your heart. No matter what you run into, God is there making the way as easy as possible for you in your consciousness at that point. God's vastness so luxurious that when we let go and let God, we can feel the support, the security, this peace, this unlimited love, and know that we are one with this at all times. Whether we're paying attention or not, when we get distracted by things in this world, it doesn't change anything. All of the love of God is still right there in you. All of the power of God is right there in you. And all of the wisdom is right there in and as you. As we move about the world, we know that we will run into things that are familiar and unfamiliar. But God is always there. God is the heart of everything. When we start our car, in the morning, we say, thank God, it started. I can go. When we say our grace for food, we realize that we are nourished by the entire planet. When we say our prayers, when we go down to sleep, we realize that we no longer have to worry about if I die before I wake. Because there is no death. There is only death of the body. Life is. And we live with the life of God, which is eternal, full, and so complete that our minds can't even encompass it. But it's there. Everything. Everything is there in you. All possibility, all love, all support. And that peace which, yes, passes understanding. No matter what circumstance surrounds us, we to remain on center with a peaceful heart. We center ourselves in this knowing and again see the world. It comes to us in sirens. It comes to us in many ways. The world will try to intrude. But we still hold on to the truth, regardless of what upset may be happening in our world. The world is still governed by God. Whatever seems to be distress, what seems to be distress, we know is a temporary situation caused by a judgment made by some human. We are human, but we know that God is in charge and that we have all of that wisdom, all of that joy right here in us. So whenever we move about the world, whether it looks wonderful or the opposite, we focus on the truth of God, which lives in and of us. We know that this is not some airy fairy. This is real. The more we practice the presence of God, the more aware we are. The more we see God in our daily lives, the calmer we can be, because we have a firm foundation. The more we let go and consciously let God, we find that wisdom within. We see that guidance, and we know that peace that passes all understanding. We let go and enjoy that peace, sharing it with all, not just in this season, but as a way of being in the world. We become the bringers, the harbingers of a new world. Yes, peace begins with us. And so it is. Of all the different qualities of God, I particularly like peace, because so many times things are happening in our world that seem the opposite. But when we look at them, we realize that it's basis of some human judgment. Someone said, this is bad, I'm going to do something about that. This is good, I'm going to do something about that. It's a judgment. Now, we all make judgments. Judgments are important. We have to judge how we're going to walk, how we're going to stand, what we're going to put on, what we're going to do. We make judgments, and that's necessary. It's part of life. It's not a bad thing. We were given these minds that work that way. We have discretion. We always look at things and weigh them against what we know and things that we've experienced. That's the normal way of healing. But when we're going into the spiritual world, we're talking about things beyond what we've seen. We're talking beyond what we may have even experienced. A child in Palestine or Israel can dream of peace, even though they've been born into war. Someone who has never experienced security of knowing that God is within and guiding everything we do, think, and feel can feel like they're lost, just drifting in the wind. But when we let them truly see by our actions and being in the world what peace can be like, that's when we change the world. Now, it seems like with this many people on the planet is so big, so many complex situations, how can one person make a difference? What you do? Everywhere you go, you take your vibration, you take your energy. And if your energy is one of peace, even if you don't understand the situation, you can stay in peace. Because you realize that God is in charge. God is all there is. There's nothing else to be pulling you away from peace except the judgment. Now, nobody likes war. Personally, I think you all know, I think war is stupid. People who are doing the fighting are not the people who can make the difference. People who need to sit down and talk are the same people who are there while the fighting's going on. So let's just dispense with the fighting. Just talk, communicate, get to know each other. Because this world is one. And as long as we're doing things that separate us, we'll have distress. We'll have dis-ease. We'll have anger with no reason to attach it to except past experience. I'm quite sure that many of the people who are fighting in wars or negotiating things don't understand the whole picture, because this is a complex world. Every country has a history. Some have a plan of what they want to do and be. But all of us have limited understanding of each other. We only got 24 hours in the day, guys. So you got to take out 8 to sleep, right? You got to maintain this thing, have a place to live, and then in between there, change the world. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But it is what we're here for. We're not here to be passive observers. We're the actions of God. We're the hands of God, the eyes of God, the feet of God. So we're not here to just watch the show. We are the show. So If we were given that kind of responsibility, we must have also been given the way to do it, right? That's all you know. When you do your homework in school, it's after you learn the lesson. They don't give you the test first and then teach you what's on the test. So we got this. We all know more than we think we know. And we all have that core of peace within us. Even when we're angry, you're angry because you know it could be better. So focus on the better. Stuart Fox tells us in The Golden Key that when you have any problem, stop thinking about the problem and think about God. If you let go of the things of this world, and focus on the truth, what you know, you feel inside of you. And God's in charge of all of this. So what's big, what? I know that we go through things that are painful and uncomfortable. But as we were mentioning in Sunday school, many of us look back on those things and say, that was a blessing. If that hadn't happened, X, Y, Z wouldn't have happened. So-and-so hadn't done such and such, I wouldn't even be here today. Sometimes we don't even know that that's the outcome of things we've been through. Sometimes we get that insight, but sometimes we don't. So why judge things as bad? Now, you don't have to like them. You don't have to enjoy tough times or physical comfort. But if you know that God is in charge, you can still be at peace no matter what's happening on the outer. Because God's in charge. I mean, do you have to really worry about if the planet is going to revolve same rate or if it's going to change suddenly and you'll fly off? Never. You don't worry about any of that stuff because it's taken care of. It doesn't even come to our consciousness. We were talking today in Sunday school about the sun rising and that doesn't. But we'll still say that even though we know it doesn't. Because that's the convention. But we have to be careful about our thoughts because our thoughts guide our opinions and our actions. So if I'm thinking something that's not true, like the sun is going to rise in the morning and then it'll set in the evening, that doesn't make it so because I think it. But it comes into my way of thinking. We were talking about how much we use the words like sunrise, sunset, and moonrise, and all that. Even though we know it's not rising. Do you ever think about the fact that you're on a rock spinning at thousands of miles an hour, moving through the universe? You ever feel like you have to hold on? Yeah. And we do have to hold on emotionally and mentally. Because we are so fluid. You ever think of yourself as a fluid? You can move from love to hate to up to down to worried to happy. Just a blink of an eye. You're fluid. You're not stuck. You're not stable in this spot. You cannot move. You can kind of reach out and that's all. You're not. You're fluid. You're just as fluid as the universe. Because you are. All of God is in you right now. This is not theoretical. This is not something that happens after you've done something like a degree or a course in study or anything. It's your willingness to be true and honest with yourself and with God. Now, these other little human things out here, that comes after the fact. If you're true to yourself, if you look and see what you really believe, and then look at your world, see how that outpictures. Think about that if you change your thoughts, the outpicturing will change. So if I have someone that I have conflict with, some of you know who I'm thinking about. Yeah, I know you do. I tell you all my business. If I have conflict with them, what I do is be more loving. Because if there's conflict, then somewhere, someone does not feel peace and love that is. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any conflict. Haven't you found that when you talk to someone that you really don't know, the more you talk to them, the more you realize, hey, we're the same. You like that? I'm like that. That's cool. Or my sister's like that, and your brother's like that. We have something in common. But before they were strangers, or perhaps off-putting. Think about everyone on the planet in that sense. It's just a friend you haven't met. The member of your family that you just haven't traced that bloodline, but it's still there. We're all one family. We know this intellectually, but I'm talking about emotionally. When you see somebody out there that you might have classed as scary, say night, it's a male, sorry guys, and he's in the shadows and you don't know what he's doing, and that old feeling gets up, you've made a judgment based on nothing. Appearance. Things other people said. Not necessarily what has happened to you. And even if something in that situation happened bad to you, it's not the same person. This is not the same time. And you're not the same person that experienced that because you've grown since then. I know I was in that kind of a situation and I felt that God was going to try to bug me, take my partners and all that stuff. So, what do? You extend love. Spoke to them. How are you doing? It's mighty cold out here. You all right? He didn't expect that. So he took an opposite tack and said, I hope you're okay. Watch out for that guy over there. I'll stand here until you go. He turned from adversary to advocate simply because I extended a loving presence to him. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a wimp. I'm a pacifist, but I did throw somebody down the stairs who was trying to rape me. I did. So I'm not saying put yourself in danger. I'm not saying don't value the judgment that God gives you. We do ask for guidance and all of that. But I'm saying be open to realize that that's a sacred being. I don't care how raggedy they are. I don't care what language they speak, how they appear. That too is God. That too is a Holy Spirit, a holy person. And we owe it to ourselves, not so much them, but to ourselves, to enter everything with love. Love is the bottom line in the universe. We know this intellectually, but it's not that easy to practice because of our lines and our judgments and our experiences that put us in categories. But when you realize that that's somebody else's opinion that you took as real. People say, people like that, blah, 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 blah. That's their experience. And they have a right to it. But that doesn't make it true for you. You decide what's true for you. You decide what you believe and be willing to change. I think that's the thing that many religions miss, that we're constantly growing. Hallelujah for that. We're constantly changing, learning more. And if we can celebrate that, knowing that the unknowing leaves an opening for that to come in. If I'm dumb, I know everything. I don't have to bring anything. I figured it out. I'm close. I can't get good or anything else. But if I'm open, if I say, this is what I've experienced, what have you experienced? Then I can grow. Then I can give. But if I'm thinking of myself, I'm not giving. Taking a judgment for myself. Oh, I'm a good person. I did such and such. Giving is not looking over your shoulder for a claim. If you know the difference between, how do I say this? Between true peace and being silent. You know what I'm talking about? When we try to meditate, we get quiet and we try not to think too much, focus on good stuff. But that isn't being at peace. That's not being in peace. That's walking toward it. What I'm trying to convey is that we're marinating in it. You know, we just had Thanksgiving and all that. We're marinating in peace. It's all around. It's in our pores. It's everywhere. We just have to acknowledge it. Just like the good that you want in your life. It is. But until you acknowledge it, it's not real to you. So when you realize that God has given you everything, everything. And when you need it, it is there. That quick thought you had, that impulse to turn a different way, God speaks to us in many different ways at many different times. So it's really on us paying attention. Now, we don't pay with coin, but it is a payment. It is a required exchange of energy. For us to realize what's going on, we have to pay attention. You know, all we have in this world is our time, right? In which to experience. So if you take some of your time to pay attention, you are richly rewarded. That's where the peace comes from, because you get some understanding with that. Having understanding helps trepidation go away. And when we still have trepidation, just pay attention and see the good that is there waiting for you. In any situation, you can do this. I know it sounds theoretical, but believe me, I've tried it in some very energetic things. And it works. It really works. Remember to first love yourself. Remember that you are the beloved, that the way you are constructed is of benefit to all of us, even the parts you wish to change. You are perfect, whole, and complete, and you include all that you need right now. Be at peace about your destiny. Be at peace about the rest of your life in this world. You have the best protection, the greatest protection in the universe. You got God. Namaste.
Thank you, friends, for joining us in this contemplative observance of the second Sunday of Advent, peace. As we conclude our gathering on this December 10th, 2023, may the essence of peace shared by Reverend Judith Taylor resonate within you, spreading tranquility and understanding in your life and community. For more spiritual nourishment and resources, we invite you to visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Stay connected with our Advent journey by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're in the Tyler, Texas area, we warmly welcome you to join us at 14024 Highway 155 South for a peaceful and enriching experience. Copyright 2023, Tyler Unity Center. All rights reserved. May the spirit of this Advent season fill your heart with peace and your world with harmony.